Space is vast and unforgiving. In the new Hollywood blockbuster, Gravity, stars Sandra Bullock and George Clooney flail for a handhold on survival. With a combination review and interview, NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff calls on astronaut Pinky Nelson to tell us if the movie got it right.
Explorer's been hit! Explorer, do you read? Explorer, over! Explorer! Astronaut is off structure. Dr. Stone is off structure.
Since I first saw the trailer for Gravity, I've been waiting for the chance to see it on the big screen. I decided to shoot for the moon and see it in IMAX 3D on opening day for the full effect. In the end, it was worth the wait, and there's a lot here for science teachers to take advantage of. Gravity follows two astronauts, Dr. Ryan Stone, played by Sandra Bullock, and Lieutenant Matt Kowalski, played by George Clooney, who become separated from the space shuttle orbiter during an extravehicular activity after debris from other satellites collides with the orbiter. Their spacesuits have a limited supply of breathable air, and there's no chance of rescue coming from Earth. The next hour and 20 minutes show us the ingenuity, perseverance, and strength of Stone and Kowalski as they try to save themselves. No spoilers here. I commend Alphonse Cuarón, the writer-director of the film, for creating a story with a female scientist in the lead role. Dr. Stone is almost always referred to by her full title, and though she is the much less experienced astronaut, her strength and intelligence are respected to the end. Now, to get some perspective on the authenticity of Gravity's EVA usage, I interviewed George Pinky Nelson, a retired shuttle astronaut I know through my work as a science educator. Pinky is one of only six people who flew the Manned Maneuvering Unit, or MMU, in space. In Gravity, we see Kowalski flying a very similar device, though the actual MMUs were retired from use by NASA following the Challenger disaster. You can see footage of Pinky flying the MMU in a film called The Dream is Alive, a documentary about two shuttle flights in the 1980s, which is available on YouTube. In my interview, Pinky described his training on the MMU simulator, which included scenarios much like that depicted in the film. An astronaut on a tethered spacewalk has become detached from the shuttle, and with the MMU, another astronaut would go out and get him.
I did a lot of simulations early on of just what this movie's about, is trying to somebody falls off the space station and you put the maneuvering unit on to go out and try and get
them and bring them back.
You have to do rendezvous maneuvers, the same kind of maneuvers the shuttle does when it rendezvous with a satellite. But you have no radar, you have no instrumentation.
It's
you
all
have no,
visual.
Yeah, you don't even have a horizon to, to fly against. But they put this little thing called the SAFER, this little mini maneuvering unit on the suit so that if you fell off, you could fly yourself back.
Okay.
And that actually was a good idea. Is in the on Earth we're going 1,000 miles an hour, so they shadow the sun's going 1,000 miles an hour. In space you're going 17,000 miles an hour, so it happens 17 times faster.
Okay.
Basically, so sunset, you know, just lasts half a minute or
Wow.
It's really pretty, and it goes through. You get this kind of rainbow colors coming through the the really thin layer of atmosphere that's down there. In the trailers, it looks like they're doing a lot of grasping at things with their hands, and that's really difficult. It's difficult to grab things with your gloves, and it's hard to have a really strong grip because just because you're working in this big fat glove. It's like trying to grab something with a boxing glove on. And so that's going to be tough. So if you're going by something and you want to grab it and you really think you're going to hold on, I mean, they're going to be motivated to hold pretty hard, but it's still difficult to do.
So more like hooking your arm.
Yeah, so you'd want to grab it and wrap it around you or something like that.
Somebody down there looking up, thinking about you.
I had a daughter. A little girl with brown hair. Tell her that I'm not quitting.
One of the main difficulties is doing this with a very limited supply of propellant on board the MMU. Now, the way Kowalski flies his in the movie would exhaust the propellant very quickly, as he's constantly speeding up, slowing down, rotating, and changing direction. As we know from Newton's laws, any of those actions require a force, and the MMU used compressed gas to provide that force. Pinky learned to fly the MMU conservatively, using only the gas when really needed, and not making unnecessary turns or rotations. Kowalski seems to have forgotten those lessons in the film. Now, I realize the places where accuracy was compromised were to make the story flow at a reasonable pace. I can understand why Kowalski flies the way he does. It wouldn't be very exciting to watch a real MMU flight in a feature film. It's not very fast, and it's mostly straight-line motion. I also understand why the three objects that should be very far apart, the Hubble Space Telescope, the International Space Station, and a Chinese space station, are placed close together. It makes the whole idea of going from one to the other without an orbiter possible. Now, in the online and print versions of my review, I look at the orbital mechanics in a bit more detail, but I'm not going to go into that here in the podcast. In spite of any shortcomings in detail, I think Gravity is the most scientifically accurate space film in a long time. Filmmakers have attended to the fact that sound does not travel from one place to another without a medium to carry it, so mostly what we hear are sounds inside Stone's suit. When in orbit, an object's inertia is very evident, because there's little friction to slow something down that is moving. We often see Stone and Kowalski careening through space, bouncing off of things, because they cannot control their motion. Images of Earth from space and the various satellites are breathtakingly good and true to life. Careful observers might even notice a hurricane and may recognize several locations on the globe, including the boot of Italy and the Nile River. Gravity is a visually stunning film with enough true-to-life physics to keep a high school science teacher happy. The depiction of Dr. Stone is a move in the right direction to show the strength of a female astronaut and scientist.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.